Indeed, it is the biggest radio station in the whole wide province. It's 5 FM in 60 minutes. Great to have you with us. I'm tracking my colleagues, or rather, my guests here. I'm so used to saying colleagues there. That's Moeti Musi, the spokesperson to the Department of Community Safety, Security and Liaison. That's whom I'm tracking there, and I hope to have him on the line, and as well as Ayanda Makakula. I hope to also have both my colleagues, well, my guest on the line, my colleague. Ayanda Makakula, he's the deputy, in fact, he's the chairperson for the Greater Umjindi Forum. Moeti Musi, he's the department spokesperson. Both, I believe, they do join me on the line. But the Moeti, I seem to be not sure with your phone line. Are you on the line? Moeti Musi, are you on the line? I seem to not have him there on the line. But I know that Ayanda is on the line. Let me try and check that Moeti Musi one more time. That's the spokesperson to the Department of Community Safety, Security and Liaison. Trying to bring him in, as today I've since noted that there are some of the accused persons there that have since been granted bail. 2,000 rand bail, that is. And I wonder if that is definitely sufficient, maybe, you know, for some of the crimes that have been committed there. And I see Moeti now joins us on the line. He's the spokesperson for the department, and Ayanda is also on the line. But Moeti, let me start with you. Good evening. Really appreciate you making time. Maybe the immediate reaction of the department following the arrest of this illegal miners in Barberton, but more so, how best you then reflect on some of the outcomes in the court on issues of safety that you're trying to root out, particularly in some of the mining houses there in Barberton, having some of the accused persons being granted 2,000 rand bail.
A very good evening to you, Musa, and the listeners of FM, and thank you for having us on your show. First and foremost, let me start by lauding the police in the province for the good work that they are doing. The MEC really appreciates what they have done with the Operation Vala Umgodi ever since its advent some 2 years ago. We have seen how well it has been done throughout the country. Here in the province, we have seen that them at the Kharaskop, Sabi, Pilgrim's Rest, and other areas, and now recently Barberton. We welcome that. However, we also acknowledge the fact that there are several factors that contribute to that, key to them being the high levels of unemployment in our country as a whole. You remember, Mpumalanga is a home to about 5.1 million people, and then indications are that 64% or so of them actually happen to be young people, and most of them, almost 49%, are unemployed. And obviously, although we are not condoning illegal mining,
yeah,
but to a very large extent, such things may contribute to that.
Mm-hmm.
But from our side, the State Department, we also know the correlation between the existence of illegal mining activities in any particular area and high incidences of violent crimes and contact crimes and theft, among others.
Mm-hmm.
We've probably been a very classical example of that, taking into account, based on the stats for two quarters, how much Barberton is featuring in terms of a crime rate and levels in our province.
Yeah, let me bring in Ayanda, the chairperson of the Greater Umjindi Forum. Maybe before I bring him in, true to what you said, Demoiti, that these unemployment rates largely affect young people. I've noted even in court today, among the accused person, particularly accused number 20, they asked him, where was he born? He said, in fact, when was he born? He said, in 1996. That kind of gives you an idea of how young he is. And you come in into this conversation having as a forum saying that even big businesses or big companies are involved in this illegal mining. And largely, you center your debate around this letter you've written to Barberton Mines. And they responded through their attorneys and lawyers asking for a private meeting following the letter. Maybe talk us more from there.
Yeah, good evening, Musa and Shemwiki, as well as the listeners at home. I think it's best that we must give clear indication that historically, Barberton was the first place to establish the gold exchange in South Africa. So the history of Barberton with gold comes a long way. But when we jump to the issue of illegal mining, the issue of illegal mining is actually being exaggerated. I think authorities and all parties are not participating fully, because as a forum, we are all aware mining is a regulated sector. There's artisanal mining, which in 2021, the Minister Gwetemantashe has started a committee to look at comments from public around that. We have commented. Personally, I've been sitting in Barberton Mines as a deputy chairperson for the establishment of a committee for the community. But because of these things of illegal mining and the participation of management and other police and other people who are in high position, including politicians, this thing becomes just an exercise, because you cannot sentence anyone being found with possession of gold-bearing material, but you charge them with what? Trespassing. So there's no one who has ever been sentenced. So until the NPA come in place and make these cases sentenceable, it's going to be something that will make sense. Because according to Section 205 of the legal, that established police to prevent, investigate, and combat crime, I think the issue of combating crime and investigating crime must be done properly. Because now we are talking with the police as the last in the chapter. Where is Barberton Mines as the people who are complaining in this matter? Because Barberton Mines, there's a history. We even move for a proposal to say, let it be an investigation, because people have been killed there underground. Even there are people who have died. Some are reported missing. You are busy searching on surface where people are underground. So Barberton Mines, we really, really need to take a position and make sure that we face the truth and stop jumping around and creating a situation as if, like, initially they said there's 1,000 people. It changed to 500. So all of these technicalities, they affect us as a community, because these numbers, when they are given, we take a position to say many people are involved. But when you check, these people who are South African, who are not, and after that, when they are released, where are they going? There are guns that were found underground. These people who are coming from Lesotho, they have killed the people there. We are aware, we know. And we've written to the mine. The mine is trying to hide this thing. So if you don't face this reality, even the Operation Vala Umgodi, it will come once, it will go. This thing to us has been business as usual. Barberton Court deals with illegal mining. We all know every day it's about illegal mining. It's no longer even about the real cases that are going on. So we also understand that there's a low capacity in Barberton in terms of the police. We are happy with the recent recruitment of the police. We call for the mining, for the crime in Daba. It was presented. But the issue of capacity has been a problem. We only have one police station. If we don't deal with the issue of technicalities and numbers, we will always say the police are not working. The police are working, but they are not in enough numbers. So the business, it must come in and assist. When we talk about police and government, we are not talking about an external factor. We are talking about ourselves. We are government. This is government. It's ours for us. Yeah. So if it's not working properly or it's short of some equipment, we must help, but we must not run away from the fact that the reality that we are facing today, it will continue as it's been there, because it's not a case. It's always a matter of people getting into the wrong space at the wrong time. So nobody has been sentenced. We see guns. I mean, we see alcohol being shown and banned. We see Daha, but when it comes to gold, we asked Barberton Mines in one of the meetings, where is this gold taken to? Because it's not the one that is mined in the active site. Because in terms of mining, you have reserves that you are allocated to mine. In this, you are talking about the old shaft. They must put local businesses to mine there and employ young people, because we are representing young people. The opportunities are there. The mining sector must finance. Barberton Mines has an obligation in terms of your mining charge. But they are not fulfilling. They always run to the police for help, whereas the SSG, which is the security, is not helping us. It's creating the problem. It's killing people unnecessarily.
Yeah, let me bring in Mweti on this question. The numbers, you know, Ayanda keeps on emphasizing that the numbers are key in this. I've looked at the Barberton Mines statement. In fact, it was released by Pan African Resources. Part of the statement, in fact, the second paragraph, no, sentence, my apologies, says, since September last year, some 4,000 arrests have been made, right? I think that's a big thing for me. 4,000 arrests have been made. Obviously, this is due to illegal mining. How are you, as the Department of Community Safety, Security and Liaison, in consultation with the other entities within the security cluster, ensuring that we do see arrests and prosecution? Because I undermake the point to say, even if you can arrest these people because they are in possession of, but you don't charge them because they're not infringed on any law, you just charge them on trespassing. So where are we seeing, or rather, where are these prosecution of the 4,000 that have been arrested? Because to date, even myself, I don't know any person who's currently serving a sentence because they were found in possession of, a gold manufacturing product.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with the wish expressed by Mr. Ayanda, but then I am also happy to indicate that tomorrow there's going to be a meeting between the Department of DMR. Will be in at the mine tomorrow, along with the Department of Community Safety. The police will also be there, and the Babatin mine management. So we hope, although I don't want to preempt the discussions in the meeting, but it's going to be precisely that, where they are going to be looking at the issues around the mine. But then what the MEC would want to see happening is that the Babatin mine, as Mr. Ayan has correctly pointed out, they must be responsible corporate citizens. That is, they need to work closely with all the stakeholders and role players. And then the other thing that they need to do as well, in terms of the numbers, they need to work closely with the police, so that they must not be a disjuncture of some sort.
Sure.
They must be able to work with Mr. Ayanda and other role players, so that these things are accordingly addressed. Where there are challenges, they are able to identify them. And work through them together, because they are also responsible corporate citizens.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only about profit. They must also, while giving back to those communities, there has to be that level of rapport between them and the community. And role players, where they within communities where their business are premising.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm quite hopeful and a bit optimistic about tomorrow's meeting that will take place at the mine.
Yeah, and briefly, the last part. I mean, tell us more about the content of the letter you sent that prompted the legal team of Babatin Mines to then want to convene a private session with yourself.
Here, Musa, we are dealing with an institution that is dealing greatly on PR, public relations exercise. Babatin Mine is pointing at the other direction, yet it's facing the other direction. Babatin Mine is participating in business opportunities that should be given to communities for empowerment. Babatin Mine has held the security sector for many years without even absorbing the other local businesses. The security sector that they are using is also protecting other assets which are non-mining related, not to empower communities. So even the Tax Association is being arrested by the security when they pass. So we are saying, Babatin Mines, you cannot do that. But I want to also agree with my leader here, because they are doing their level best, but we need to be transparent and put these politics aside. Babatin Mines cannot be the center to fight only illegal mining. We have a Galaxy Gold. In Galaxy Gold, we are also aware. They are also, the management is involved. So if this police, the MEC, JT, is really want to do this thing, he must also come to space and talk to us, because when he was coming to the space, we told him about what is going on. Even the former MEC, he knows.
Yeah.
So I'm putting myself here to say, let us be consulted. Because the other mines are also supposed to be involved. Babatin Mines will not pretend like they are the big brother. We also have Lili Mine, that illegal mining is happening.
Mm.
But the community also has a forum. There are plans and systems that we have. We even presented to the new station commander. But if you jump the sectors that want to work with you,
and you want to focus on the problem on or react just for media, as we are saying. To us, it's a personal issue. Our kids are dying because of these raffles. We also arrested a certain person ourselves as a forum through our security, but that person was also released. So all of these things, we have a problem with this thing, Mr. Moy, to say we need to, if they have to come to us, let them come to us, because we are telling the reality. Barberton Mines is lying, and Barberton Mines is not doing justice in Barberton. Where is the gold that they take from these brothers? Where are they taking it to? Because it is a black gold, according to law. Can you also investigate Barberton Mines? We are aware that the hawks are there, but the hawks must not hide. They must consult us. Let us have a public discussion about this. We are not scared of anything, because already the damage has been done, and we cannot say we are special, because they even asked us if we are not scared of death. We told them that death is only in the hands of God. So if Barberton Mines want to buy people, if the criminals or the politicians that are benefiting there, that we know by name, want to come for us, let's meet each other, because only God is responsible for that, because we are tired of these people killing people every day. And these firearms are also found in the police custody. The station commander before this, the third one, the first one, they were all involved in this thing. Where are these cases? People were killed in Barberton, but the cases all disappeared. That's why I was saying the Department of Justice, particularly the one that are deciding on the cases, they must make these cases, they must go back and make sure that these cases and people are sentenced for this thing, so that this thing will end in Barberton. But if we talk like this, and we go to Barberton Mines and drink tea with them tomorrow, Barberton Mines is not the right place to go there. It's a sin. We must only go there. The people who are affected is us as a community who are suffering.
Yeah, I end up this pocket here for this evening. Both, I want to thank you for having agreed to talk to us. Ndati Moeti, as always, really appreciate your insight and your input from the department in this conversation. Ayanda, all the best, my brother, in the work that you do.
Yes, I can promise Ayanda that tomorrow, those are the definitely the I'll try to make sure that all the concerns that he's raising are brought to the attention of the NEC before the tomorrow's meeting starts. Thanks very much for your show, Mr.
Okay,
thanks a lot, Mr. Ayanda.
Yeah. Just before you go, let's make maybe this particular session in front of the province somewhat, productive. Is the meeting open to the public, or is it just only for the stakeholders? And I underrepresent the stakeholder, particularly the Greater Umthimbi Forum. Are they invited to be a part?
I'm sitting at Barberton Mines. I'm the deputy chairperson. We are not invited, because they know that we are going to spill the beans.
Oh, I remember Barberton Mines.
They didn't invite us, but we are serving there. But it's a surprise that there's a meeting tomorrow. That's why we are concerned, to say this thing is not going to end.
The meeting is, as I indicated, between DMR, DCSSL, mine management, and the police. But then again, I will try my utmost best to bring it to the attention of the health.
Yeah, because you know what, very crucial, and I know I've completely run out of time here, is that I understand he sits on the board on the interest of the community. It's a structure formulated by the mine on behalf of them to liaise with the community through that structure. But he says they are not formally informed about this particular meeting. I suppose maybe there was an oversight in that part.
I'm noting that.
Definitely. I think I'm also of an interested mind now. Maybe I should be making my way to Barberton tomorrow and just camp outside the venue where this meeting will be held. But nonetheless, Madam Moody, I really appreciate your time for having spoken to us this evening. Ayanda, my brother, as always, really appreciate you, sir.
Thanks, sir.